Welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery, the show that helps mission-based professionals just like you build the inner endurance and mindset that you need to successfully pursue your mission. My name is Mario. I am the host. And today I'm going to be talking about my next big endurance event, which is actually taking place this weekend. And it is the Last Man Standing Ultramarathon, which takes place in Maine. So if you have heard about these Last Man Standing events, you understand the format, but there's a lot of people that don't really understand these formats. It's kind of an emerging, up and coming type of race format. And so I want to describe what this one is like. So this is the Last Man Standing Ultra in New Gloucester, Maine. It takes place on Saturday, September 2nd at noon. And this course is a 4.2 mile course with some moderate elevation gain. I think there's around 350 feet of elevation per loop. So that's per 4.2 miles. And you basically have 1 hour to complete the 4.2 miles. So it starts at noon. You have 1 hour to run the 4.2. And then if you complete the 4.2 within the 1 hour, the next round starts at 1 o'clock and you run the exact same loop, the exact same course. And you basically repeat this process until there is one runner remaining. And that last runner needs to complete the last loop on their own. And once they complete the last loop on their own, they're declared the winner and they're declared the last man standing. So this is kind of like a cool race. I've actually heard about this race a few years ago from seeing a YouTube video about it. And I have been trying to complete a last man standing event this year. And I actually signed up for another last man standing event in June. It was called the Tennessee Mile. And I ended up having to defer and push out of that race because my health was not in a good spot at that point. And I just felt like the right thing to do was just to rest up and take care of my body. And so that was back in June. I was supposed to do that. And I had been looking for other events. And then I saw that Bear Performance Nutrition, BPN, is going to be a sponsor for this race. And I signed up for it. And I am really excited to take on this type of an event because it's new. It's a brand new experience. And it's something that I've never done before. And at this point, after doing triathlons, after doing Ironmans, after doing Ultraman, after doing bike races, I am just driven and motivated by taking on new challenges and taking on new experiences. Because when you put yourself in a new situation, a new environment, and specifically an uncomfortable one, you learn and grow in a way that is significantly more than just doing something that you've already done before. So this new experience is really drawing me to this event. And it's mainly just because it's a new style of event. And so I'm definitely excited for this type of an adventure. But there's a couple of unique challenges with this event. Obviously, I've never done this style of an event. So I'm going to need to figure out like what is the best strategy, like how much do I run? How much do I walk? How much rest do I want in between each of those loops? That's something for me to figure out. Another thing that is going to be a challenge is I'm going to be doing it by myself. Typically, I have a crew that's with me. It just wasn't really going to work out for this race. So I'm going to be doing it solo, which some people think is a disadvantage. I am actually going to turn it into an advantage because I'm just going to befriend other people out there on the course. And I just feel like it'll be kind of, it'll force me to keep things simple. Because a lot of times when you have a crew, when you have a lot of people, you kind of need to plan and put all of these different scenarios together. But since I'm doing it by myself, I'm going to have to keep things super simple, which could help me in the long run. And it's going to force me to connect with other runners, connect with other crew, and just make some friends and be a part of the community. So that's one kind of unique challenge that I have. Another unique challenge that I have is just my training. So I have been consistently running, but I haven't been putting in some of the bigger, longer volume types of runs. So for example, like my longest run has been around 13 or 14 miles, but I did that up, I broke that up over 2 to 3 runs. And that's just because I'm trying to formulate and match the format of the race. And so I haven't really done a lot of longer runs. And that brings like some questions. Like I'm not really sure how physically prepared I am. But again, I'm just kind of viewing this as something as a unique adventure, something as a unique challenge. And let's just see how this thing goes. So that's one thing that I've been thinking about. And another thing that I've been thinking about is my nutrition. So over the past couple of weeks, I have been switching to a paleo diet to try and reduce the inflammation that I have within my body to help me with my psoriasis, which is something that I've talked about on Instagram. I basically have developed a autoimmune kind of skin condition. And one of the ways that I've been trying to treat that is just by adjusting my nutrition. And paleo is basically a diet that goes all the way back to the Paleolithic era. That's where the name paleo comes from. And it's basically like I'm a modern day caveman. So if you think about what did cavemen eat 2+ million years ago, they ate meat, they ate vegetables, they ate some fruits. They didn't really eat grains, they didn't eat dairy, and they didn't eat processed food. So that's what I've been consuming over the past 3+ weeks. And so I've actually reduced a lot of my intake on carbs. And that is my main source of energy that I've used as an endurance athlete up until this point. So I've had to find different types of foods to help me with my diet, but also with my training. So I've been relying on things like honey, maple syrup, dates, these different like foods that I haven't really had during previous races, but they're going to be foods that I'm going to be trying out in this race. So when you combine all of these different factors, you combine the fact that I've never done this type of an event before. I'm doing it by myself when I typically have a crew. I have been training maybe not as much and not as long as I would for some of my, definitely for some of my previous races. And it's kind of an experiment with my nutrition. This is like a total adventure, and it's exactly what I'm signed up for. Like there's so many things that are uncertain, not really sure how they'll go, but I don't actually view those as bad things. I view those as good things because I will be able to put myself in a situation where I can test myself, I can learn, I can grow, and I can come out of the other side a different version of myself that's more resilient, more gritty, and just more adventurous. And so I'm definitely looking forward to this new experience. And I haven't really talked a lot about it on Instagram and even on this podcast because I honestly wasn't really sure if I was going to do the race. But as I got closer to the race, I just figured, you know what? Why not? Why would I not do this? I had already signed up for it. What am I going to remember more in 1 year and 3 years and 5 years? Kind of staying at home, having like a regular weekend, or just going for it, doing this race, given all of the uncertainties and just seeing what happens. So that's ultimately what has led me to having all these different factors come together and just say, you know what, I'm going for it. This is what I love to do. And this is what I'm going to do. And so with this episode, I just wanted to share, like, that's what I have coming up this week. I will be trying to post as much as I can to share the experience and kind of document the journey. And I will definitely share a race recap and all of the lessons that I learned after this, like I typically do. But as I bring it back to you, I hope that as you were listening to me talk, you started to think about a few of those same questions in your own head of, you know, what is that thing that you have thought about doing, but you're not sure if you're going to go for it, but you maybe need to just commit to it right now and just say, you know what, there's all these factors that aren't necessarily ideal, but I'm going to commit and I'm going to go for it because I just want to experiment with it. I just want to see what I'm capable of. I just want to see what can happen. That's one thing I want to kind of challenge you to think about. But another thing I want to challenge you to think about is what is that thing on my calendar that is going to force me to grow? What is that thing that I'm going to be doing for the first time? And I just love doing these new types of challenges because I know that that's where the growth comes from. The growth comes from putting yourself in a situation where you don't know what the outcome is and you don't feel fully prepared, but you do it anyways. And that's the core part of why I'm doing it. And it's really the core of this entire message for today. And I want to challenge you to leave you to think about what is that thing that you are going to do for the first time to experiment, to put yourself out there, to take on an adventure and to grow. And that is what I'm going to leave you with. I hope that you found some value. I hope that this made you think, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode.